Hello.
Oh, hi, Anissa. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I'm not interested in being with you guys anymore.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. However, you're catching it in time because come April 12th, that would reoccur to $598, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you. How come you're wanting to discontinue?
Because you guys haven't done anything. I haven't got anything done. The only thing that was done was in a Facebook page, and I can't even do that. My Google is not even up and running. My Yelp is not even up and running.
Okay. So there's an email that was sent on March 5th.
Let me explain something to you. I'm not doing this. This is why I pay you guys to do this. I'm not setting nothing up. I'm not doing none of that and everything. That is what I pay you guys to do, my platform for me. I don't need to manage my platform. You guys are paid to do that.
Right. We're not asking you to manage anything. We handle it completely. But what's going on behind the scenes, Anissa, is that in order to get on the first page of Google, Google wants to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And it's actually a good thing because they're protecting you from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to solidify that. So when, Google asks for the video verification, it's a simple process. You just go on there with a registration or an old invoice with your address, or there's about 7 different suggestions on that form. It's not anything that you have to send everything on there, but if you send a couple of things over, then we get on the video call with Google and we can prove it. We say, okay, AJ's Moving and Junk Removal Service is a valid business in the area, and they'll allow the listing to get published. You see, so it's actually a good thing that they're asking that of you, you know, and it, all that is even though it says start Google video verification, it's not a live video call like a Zoom call. It's just a little form where you just upload a couple of things from there, and then we get on the video call with Google and handle it for you, okay? But I also want to let you know that because first page placement takes hundreds of hours of programming and then the verification process, and some of that is dependent on you, we quote 30 to 45 days for first page placement. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a nice return. You know, I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month, right? Because we start programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay.
So,
and I haven't seen nothing the first month. Nothing.
So
nothing at all.
Dashboard, and it is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company already has had 9 clicks to your website through the Facebook ads, which is pretty phenomenal considering you're only 4 weeks in. And then again, with the Google listing, that takes, you know, an additional couple of weeks for that process to go through. So, yeah,
well, I have my own Facebook. So I have my Facebook, and then I have a Facebook that I made for my company. I don't even use the Facebook that you guys put out.
So the Facebook that we put out, it's to run the ads on it. So if you recall, chances are last time you've done a search for anything online, next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So we're running Facebook ads for AJ's Moving and Junk Removal Service. And so On the Facebook, let me find the link and I'll send it to you.
The Facebook that you guys made?
I don't know if we made this one or if you added us as a manager to it and we ran ads on your page, but I'll send you a link to it and then you'll know when you see it if it's the one you made or if it's the one we made. But typically if we bring a client on board and they already have a Facebook, we don't create a new one because that would be a duplicate, right? So typically
we have to create a new one because I wasn't able to add you guys to the one that I had already created. So the guy had recreated one. So
okay.
Like I said, the Facebook that you guys created, there's nothing on there for AJ's except for the little things that he did. That was it. There's no ad.
So the ads don't run on that page. The ads run when the search engines track the people in your area that are searching for your service. Next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So the ads, there are samples of the ads that are running on your dashboard. You can see the ads that were running for you, how many people they've reached. It says they've reached 1,085, and you've had 9 clicks to your site through it. So you've probably even gotten some solid work out of it already, and maybe you're just not aware.
Nope.
Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me the group that I'm in, whatever group I'm in, like Plant City Word of Mouth, that type of stuff.
Okay. So you do have an option. If the Facebook ads aren't working for you, and, you know, if it were me, I'd definitely give it a little more time because the account's pretty fresh. But if you want to, we could remove those, and that would lower your subscription to just $1.99 monthly. And with that package, you're still going to be on the first page of Google once that video verification goes through. You'll be on the first page of Bing. You stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets,